Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's read from Acts chapter 2 and talk about being all filled with the Holy Spirit. Here we go, Acts chapter 2, beginning at verse 2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues, as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. As the 120 followers of Jesus gathered according to the command of their Savior, something remarkable happened. The baptism of the Holy Spirit that Jesus promised in Acts chapter 1, verse 5, came upon them. We read here in Acts chapter 2 that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. It's important to remember that this was not the first experience the disciples had with the Holy Spirit. They were not strangers to the person and work of the Holy Spirit. After all, the disciples continually saw the Holy Spirit at work in the ministry of Jesus. The disciples experienced something of the power of the Holy Spirit as they stepped out and served God as Jesus commissioned them, such as in Luke chapter 10. The disciples had heard Jesus promise a new coming work of the Holy Spirit in John chapter 14 and 15. The disciples received the Holy Spirit in a new way after Jesus finished his work on the cross and instituted the new covenant in his blood. You'll find that in John chapter 20. Now, with all of that, there was still more for them to receive and to experience in regard to the work of the Holy Spirit. And they received more here in Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2 tells us a lot about the filling of the Holy Spirit. It shows us that the filling of the Holy Spirit is promised to us. It shows us that the filling of the Holy Spirit is worth waiting for. It shows us that the filling of the Holy Spirit comes as He wills, that is, the Spirit wills, often not according to our own expectation, and certainly not according to our demands. The filling of the Holy Spirit can come upon not only individuals, but also upon groups. We see it here in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, but also in Acts chapter 4, verse 31, and in Acts chapter 10, verse 44, examples of the Holy Spirit coming upon groups, not just individuals. And the filling of the Holy Spirit is often given as God deals with our flesh, and there is a dying to self. Now, it's also important to see what Acts chapter 2 does not tell us about the filling of the Holy Spirit. First, the filling of the Holy Spirit is not given according to formula. Secondly, the filling of the Holy Spirit is not earned by seeking it. It is always God's freely given gift. Now, no one can deny that what we see here in Acts chapter 2 was a good thing. In the Gospels, we see a lot of weakness and wavering in these disciples as they follow Jesus. But after this filling of the Holy Spirit, they were different people. They weren't perfect, but they were different. This coming and filling of the Holy Spirit was so good, so essential for the work of the community of the early Christians, that Jesus actually said that it was better for him to leave the earth bodily so that he could send his Holy Spirit. He said that in John chapter 16, verse 7. This filling of the Holy Spirit is for you. So ask God to be filled with the Spirit and to walk in the Spirit today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.